The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Coastal ocean acidification occurs when excess carbon dioxide is absorbed by, washes into, or is produced in coastal oceans, triggering chemical reactions that make the water more acidic. Researchers have found that the Gulf of Mexico waters, for the most part, were more resistant to acidification compared with other northern regions. And the Gulf of Maine had the lowest ability of the entire eastern seaboard to resist acidification. These results show that waters along the northeast U.S. coast are more susceptible to acidification than southern-facing regions of our country. It's not yet clear what's causing the greater susceptibility up in Maine, but its cold ocean currents may be bringing fresh, low-alkalinity water south from the Labrador Sea. Climate change could melt sea ice and glaciers and bring in more fresh water, though whether this would make the water more susceptible to acidification is not yet known. So coastal regions around the United States respond differently to ocean acidification. It's important that we understand this because an increase in ocean acidity could deeply affect marine life along the coast and has important implications for people who rely on aquaculture and fisheries for a living.
The 90-Second Naturalist is sponsored by the Johnson Foundation, creating meaningful change through thoughtful grant making.